the Cochrane Show. This is the Cochrane Show. It's not the whole show like you get every day. It's the shorter version in the podcast way. You must remember less time helps you stay. Yeah, this is the Cochrane Show. Yeah, this is the podcast show.
Welcome to the Steve Cochran Everything Podcast. A little different today. We're talking to not only a big shot television and comedy star, we're also talking to an author. It happens to be the same guy. You watch him Practical Jokers on True TV. The Murr is with us, and he's got a new book that we'll talk about in just a second. But first off, congratulations on Impractical Jokers. Your nonsense is now in season, is it eight or nine?
Season eight, we're about to hit our 200th episode of the TV show. How crazy is that?
See, this is good, because when you hit 200 episodes, the money truck just backs up to your house and dumps a load.
Is right that right? I've been waiting for that truck. I haven't seen it yet. I gotta look carefully.
The cable rules are different. Maybe it's 300. But in the meantime, I, with all sincerity, to take a comedy troupe like you guys and to do what you've done is pretty impressive. So you ought to be proud of yourselves.
We are pretty impressive guys. By that, I mean, we're just regular middle-aged guys.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's show business. You got to thread that needle. There's an eye in the needle. You got to thread that needle, hit it at the right moment. There's a little luck involved, but you got to have the talent to back it up when the opportunity came. So, listen,
yes,
Murr, it's a compliment.
It's been a wild ride. And we got the movie coming out this year, too, which is pretty great.
Yeah, feature link in Practical Jokers, along with the amusement park. Why haven't you done an amusement park? That would be fun.
It's opening down at Universal Studios this fall.
So they got Harry Potter Land and Impractical Jokerville right next to each other?
Yeah, exactly. Or you just walk through and you get pranked. It's pretty fun.
Why not? Have you got one you've always wanted to do and you just couldn't get it done?
Well, let's see. We've always wanted, we pitched it in the pilot episode and we've never been able to do it. We wanted to. The loser has to go to somebody's wedding, a stranger's wedding, stand up during the ceremony when they said, speak now forever, hold your peace, think that objects to the wedding, go into detail why they object, realize they're at the wrong wedding, apologize, and leave. And we've never done it.
Well, that's fantastic. Except for the bride and groom. As far as one that you did that you didn't think would work and it killed, give me one of those.
You know, we had this stupid idea of what if we went to a mall with a giant fishing hook? I mean, the fishing hook is 20 feet long.
Okay.
And we lowered it to the lower level of the mall and tried to hook people's bags as one of them distracts them and reel their luggage or bags up to the second floor. And it worked. And I can't believe it worked. And all fours were able to snag people's clothing and clothing bags.
Yeah, the stuff they shop for. It's probably fall down funny, too, right?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. My knees buckled from laughing at the first time it worked. I couldn't believe it.
I used to do a thing on the radio here. We had studios on the street. We're now on the 18th floor, so you got to be super tall. But we had studios on Michigan Avenue, and I used to do a thing where I pretended I was a psychic to guess what's in your bag. And if I got any item right, I had to get your stuff. You had to give me all of your stuff. And if I was wrong, I gave you some prize from the prize list. But there's, you know, there's something fun about taking other people's things, don't you think?
There is. I mean, that's called thievery or robbery. It is illegal
what?
In most states, but it is fun to do, I will say.
In show business, it's not illegal. Come on.
Yeah. Well, we get away with stuff all the time because people are like, oh, he's pranking me. So we walk in the store, grab a muffin. Like, he's pranking me. We just walk out with it. It's great. Gives us great creative freedom to do what we want, to steal.
Yeah, and by the way, great lesson for the kids, don't you think?
I think so. I think we're good role models.
The Murr's on the podcast, and it's a Steve Cochran Everything podcast, because with my ADD, we can't narrow it to one topic. I appreciate you doing this. The Brink is your new book. You're a sci-fi nut, huh?
Yeah, you know, my whole life I've been a fan of thrillers and horror and sci-fi. And, last year I wrote the first book. The Brink is part two of a trilogy.
Uh-huh.
I wrote the first book, Awakened, 15 years ago, long before Jokers. And I couldn't get anybody to read it because we weren't famous. I didn't have an agent or anything. So I spent a year of my life writing this thriller and nobody would read it. 15 years later, HarperCollins bought the trilogy from me, and the first book, Awakened, we hit number one on the UK Sunday Times. We hit bestseller lists across the world. And part two, The Brink, just came out today, and it's even better than the first one. It's exciting and action-packed and great villains and conflict, and there's Nazis in them, and there's world threat domination in there, too. It's really exciting and scary.
Now, you're taking the chance, because you're going down the Godfather 2 path here. You're saying my sequel is even better than the original. You're ready to stand behind it.
I'm ready to stand behind it. You got Godfather 2, Superman 2, Alien better than Alien. Terminator 2 is as good, if not better, than Terminator. So I think we're in that category. I hope so.
Yeah, Caddyshack 2 would be a problem. That's the one you don't want to reference.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on it. It's hard to write a book, normally it does take a lot of years. So now you got to write a third, or you're already done with that?
We're writing a third as we speak right now.
Now that you are famous and successful, people, publishers and studios want to hire people to help you write. Is it tough going from an ensemble, or in this case, you know, a guy sitting in a room writing a book, to accepting that kind of help, or how much of it is still all on you?
Well, I have a great writing partner, Darren Wearmouth, who's an international best-selling author himself, British guy, lovely man, and him and I are great writing partners, so we work on ideas and write it together. It's it makes it a lot more fun, first of all, and also just a lot better a product, too. So we don't write in a vacuum. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, and the difference between writing a book and writing comedy is people ask all the time, they go, how do you write comedy? Well, there's no one way, and a lot of times writing comedy means it's you and three of your friends sitting around making each other laugh, and you go, well, let's try that.
Well, that's exactly what Jokers is. We don't try to be funny. We just try to make our best friends laugh. You know, that's my only goal is to make Sal, Joe, and Q laugh, and I hope that America and the world responds in kind, and they usually do because they're the funniest guys I know.
I should know this, but I don't. Is there a Tenderloins tour coming up?
We're on tour right now. I have shows this weekend, and we never stop touring. It's the Cranches and Basketball World Comedy Tour. This weekend, we're in Sacramento, in San Diego, and Anaheim, California. And then we're in Chicago later this summer and all across America.
What size theaters are you playing?
We do arenas. We do like hockey arenas.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good. I told you the money truck would back up to your house, but you didn't listen.
I should have listened to you. I should have listened from the beginning. You said it, and you were right.
Yeah, and by the way, True TV, have they ever had a bigger hit? I don't think so.
I they're a great network. They're great partners. I think we kind of took them by storm with the popularity of the show and the longevity of the show. They're the right partners at the right time, and they've been great to work with.
It's the Murr. By the way, is that the handle for social media?
No, it's on Instagram. It's at the Real Murr.
Okay.
And Twitter and Facebook, it's at James S. Murray. The middle S is for sucker or sexy or whatever you want to say.
Yeah. Well, it depends on who you're in a room with.
Yeah, I guess so.
And go out and get 2, 3, maybe 4 copies of The Brink. Don't forget you can still pick up the first, and the third will be out soon. And, you know, it's summer. Read yourself something super scary and enjoy every minute of it. James S. Murray, The Murr. Congrats on all the success, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you, sir. You can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or anywhere books are sold to get a copy of The Brink right now.
All right. Enjoy the day.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
And The Murr appears on the Everything podcast, where you can hear everything. There's no single topic here. It's a little bit of everything. Oh, there's no single topic. It's a little bit of everything, and we appreciate you listening. Steve Cochran Show airs 6 till 10, Monday through Friday. If you just listen to the podcast, it's appreciated. If you just listen to the show, that's fine. But if you're listening here, you're obviously listening to this and maybe listening to both. What? Look, I've already been up for a long time, so let's just pretend all of that made sense, and I'll leave it at thank you for listening, and join us again for the next podcast, and download it, and tell your friends. Steve Cochran, 720 WGN, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, and wherever podcasts are sold. See ya.